here's an excerpt about the Columbia strike of 1968 from my coming of age politically at Columbia. The burning issues in society also had very specific expression at Columbia. While the administration initially denied it, we subsequently proved the university was doing war research as part of the Institute of Defense Analysis. Also, Columbia, which we already knew to be one of the main slumlords of the city, moved to take over scarce park land in Harlem to build a school gym. Students, in addition to taking a stand on the great issues of the day, were saying something about what kind of institution we wanted to be part of. We could not be free, grow, acquire knowledge in a structure based on oppressing other people. We demanded that Columbia stand on the side of humanity. The Columbia strike was an event of tremendous importance for our movement. Spurred by the actions of the black students, large numbers of white people participated in shutting down a major elite institution in solidarity with third world peoples, Vietnam and Harlem. We also had to grapple with efforts to deflect us with reforms offering a white, upper-class version of democracy, which, after all, had been the basis of the American Revolution. This contradiction produced an amusing personal anecdote from the strike. As an alumnus who knew many professors, I was sent as a strike representative to the faculty assembly meeting. I'd been up for the whole preceding night. Most of the faculty were hostile to the strike, which threatened their bread and butter. Some of the slicker professors set a trap for us based on our commitment to but confusion around democracy. They had surveys showing that while two-thirds of the students supported us on the issues, a comparable majority would vote against the strike as a tactic. In a large and diverse university community, many students were not aware of our long series of pre-strike efforts to get Columbia to stop the gym and the war research. I was questioned, would the strikers abide by a democratic vote of the entire university as to whether to end the strike? Torn between their definition of democracy and the fundamental principles of the strike, I stammered out an answer. We believe in democracy. We will abide by a vote as long as the people of Vietnam and Harlem can vote too, since it is their lives that are most affected by these decisions. My statement was later cited by the Columbia Alumni Magazine as a prime example of the irrationality of the strikers.